Thank you, Blessing and Jonga. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, November 10th, 2014. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The ruling ZANU-PF party's Politburo is expected to meet Thursday to deal with worsening factional fights that have seen about four chairpersons loyal to a faction allegedly aligned to Vice President Joyce Mujuru being removed from office.
There are elements in the party who want to remove them from their post illegally. These are officially constituted chairperson who won the provincial election.
The crippling doctor strike continues with no end in sight. Her patients complain that they are not being tended to in hospitals due to the industrial election.
The strike is ongoing. Negotiations are also ongoing. We held one meeting today with the minister officials, and I think it's part of the ongoing negotiations.
And we give you the weekend sports roundup from Michael Cariati.
Hundreds of ZANU-PF youths allegedly loyal to Vice President Joyce Mujuru today started a vigil at the party's provincial headquarters in Mutare on guard to fend off a planned busing of protesters alleged to be in the Emmerson Mnangagwa camp. We have been going around the country protesting against incumbent chairmen and seeking their removal. In Mutare, the Mnangagwa faction is targeting Ambassador Shumba John Mumvundura, but the Manicaland youth have vowed to take the visitors head on as they protect their elected officials. This follows another failed attempt yesterday. Correspondent Lloyd Amoyo has the story as the succession story in ZANU-PF continues to unfold, albeit at a very fast pace.
The visibly angry youth told Studio 7 they are, quote, prepared for anything if the members of the opposing Mnangagwa faction landed in Mutare. Vice President Joyce Mujuru and Justice Minister Emmerson Mnangagwa have for years been angling to take over the reins of power from President Robert Mugabe. But since First Lady Grace Mugabe was unleashed by the Mnangagwa faction, Mrs. Mujuru, who had been the front runner, has seen party chairman loyal to her being removed in a well-orchestrated move ahead of the party's crucial elective congress next month. Police maintained a heavy presence at the government's composite building, the main street, and at the party's headquarters in the city, fearing things may just get out of hand. Mvundura and his executive survived another austere scare Sunday at Marymount Teachers College. Violence erupted when warring ZANU-PF factions confronted each other. Today, ZANU-PF youths say they had received reliable information from party insiders that some bust party members were set to descend on the mountainous border city seeking to oust Mvundura and his entire executive. Mvundura is linked to the faction loyal to Mrs. Mujuru and ZANU-PF Secretary for Administration Didmus Mutasa. The Mnangagwa faction hopes their horse will win the race at the Congress if they have more chairmen in their camp. The youths vowed to stand by their Manicaland Party provincial leadership, quote, come hail, come sunshine. Michael Tembenuka, one of the youths at the ZANU-PF provincial headquarters, says he is sad by the current developments in his party.
They plan to have another demo in Manicaland with a view to unseat Mvundura because he has refused to be part of their faction. And as youths, we are here to protect our leaders and the party from people bent on dividing others for their benefit.
His twin brother Miguel is also vowing to stay put in defense of the ZANU-PF leadership in Manicaland. He is lamenting the tactics being used by Mnangagwa faction to gain power at the expense of Mrs. Mujuru. Edward Chatora is another youth on guard at ZANU-PF provincial headquarters here.
Today there was a planned demo, and the people behind it all are those who had been fired before. These people wanted to get rid of Mvundura, and we are aware of youths that are being used in this campaign. We know Mvundura has remained steadfast in stating that he will not join a faction, and that's what we believe in as well.
Esther Magara says the youth in Manicaland province are following party protocol in their actions and are endorsing the leadership of President Robert Mugabe, but not supporting people whom she said are using his name to take over from him when he leaves office.
We know the demo was after removing our chair, Mvundura. And as youths, we are saying no to that. He is an elected leader and we are behind him, so no one can remove him. And we say Muvundura is not a factional leader. He supports the party leader, RG.
Peter Shawana, another VGU participant, says their action is not against their party leader, Mr. Mugabe, but says they are sending what he says in a clear message to those behind the planned and stage-managed demonstrations to dethrone party provincial chairpersons under a vote of no confidence motion.
I can say it has gone well because the people here are not against the president, but defending the party protocol that recognizes the leadership in its hierarchy. And we are also in support of the endorsement of Amai Grace Mugabe and the current ZANU-PF protocol.
Ambassador Mvundura was not available for comment. The youth dispersed at the end of the day, but said they would be back tomorrow for yet another vigil to block any moves to remove their chairperson and his executive. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mutare, this is Lloyd Amoyo.